So the University of Leeds is working with 27 NHS hospitals across the UK to find out which NHS treatment for severe chronic hand eczema is most effective. They are hoping to find volunteers for the study, and St Luke's Hospital in Bradford is ready to accept new patients. Well, and I'm delighted to welcome into the studio the chief investigator of the Alpha trial, who is Dr. Miriam Wittmann. And Amy Christodoulou, Communications Officer, into the studio to tell us all about it. So welcome to BCB, both of you. Hello.
Thank you very much for having us.
That's a pleasure. It's a more than pleasure. So tell us about the Alpha study. Why is it called Alpha, Miriam?
So the Alpha study was initiated by the research part of the NHS because they have identified that hand eczema is a common condition which is not always well treated. So in particular, when the first cream most people get from their GPs doesn't work, people are often left without efficient treatment. And we want to compare which treatment works best for which patient. So that's a big question. There are no data on it. And so we're comparing a type of UV, ultraviolet light, sunlight treatment for the hands, and a tablet which is called alitretinoin, and the abbreviation is Alpha.
Okay.
So both of these treatments, one is alitretinoin versus the PUVA treatment, or the UV light treatment. And so the aim is to really get good data so we will be better in treating this condition in the future.
So you've explained to me what the study is about now. So, I mean, I remember my mother-in-law was a nurse, and she used to have terrible eczema. Actually, at the time when there wasn't rubber gloves, really. She was washing her hands all the time in the hospital. And it was really difficult to treat because it was cracks as well.
And that's the big... So it's underestimated how much it can really impair and affect your daily life. Because it's... So for some people, the itch is really horrible. And people describe they get these little blisters under the skin and they itch and they can't just prevent the scratching. And then other people, as you mentioned with your mum, get these cracks which can be very, very painful and stop you from doing anything in daily work. And that is... really underestimated. And so this study is also about, you know, finding out more about the condition so we can start influencing guidelines and get better in treating the whole pathway the patient goes through.
It's one of those chronic conditions, isn't it, that is kind of, if people have it and it's kind of not under the radar, but it's a thing that it does impair your quality of life, but it's not desperately serious. Know what I mean? But it is serious, but it's, you know what I mean?
One of the problem patients face is that it comes and goes. You know, it comes and goes in circles. So often when they see this GP, it's a little bit better at that time. And then the GP doesn't fully recognize it. And they get yet another cream and they get more frustrated. So one of the problems we see is that many people are very frustrated with the NHS and they just stop seeing the doctor because they say they can't
Nothing's
help
working.
Us.
Yeah.
However, there are a number of different treatments out there, but people are not aware of it, and sometimes GPs are not fully aware of it. So we hope that we gain enough data so we can change it.
So how many people, I can ask Amy, how many people are you hoping to work with on the study? Do we know? I mean, this is just a question from me. Have you got a large number, is what I'm saying?
Yes, we do.
A smaller number, or how many people are you going to compare?
So we're actually aiming for 455 randomizations across the whole trial by the end of March, and that's across all 27 hospitals.
Very good.
We're currently at 365 overall, so that leaves us with 90 left to reach our target. And with St Luke's Hospital in Bradford, they've done really, really well. Congratulations to them. They've had 66 randomizations overall so far. So we're just looking to contribute a bit more to that 90 left for our overall target.
So if people are interested in taking part, what do they have to do? Is there a process to go through? Is there a website? Do you have to go through your GP? Do you have to get referred?
Hopefully GPs in Bradford will know about referring to St Luke's. But they can also go on the website from the University of Leeds, which is CTRU, which is for clinical trials, ctru.leeds.ac.uk/alpha. And we also have a phone number for Bradford, which is 01274 365 163. And so the Alpha Trial should be, you know, if you Google Alpha Trial eczema, you also find us.
of course. Yeah.
And I just wanted to add perhaps that that we internationally, it's the only big trial on this.
Yeah.
So it's a really important area of research. And we, if we manage to get all of our data together, I hope we will make a big difference in that.
I'm
area.
Sure. I mean, there's lots of ailments, isn't there, like this, that people put up with that really need to be dealt with, but that aren't, because other things are seem to be more serious or take precedence. I mean, yes. So if you want to take part, do you have to have a certain kind of eczema, or is it eczema that hasn't responded to a certain treatment, or?
Yeah. That's an important thing. So, yes, we only recruit those people who have not been successfully treated with creams.
Yeah.
And we ask, you know, we want them to have tried steroid creams and have either that failed them, either they didn't work at all or relapsed immediately after stopping them.
Yes.
And the hand eczema itself has to be severe. So this is a study for severe hand eczema.
Yeah.
That means that either you have severe itch, like you can't sleep at night or you wake up, or you have broken skin, like cuts and open areas.
Wounds,
that would, for us, define a severe hand eczema. If things are very manageable, that wouldn't be the study for you.
Okay. All right. Well, look, thank you very much for coming in. I hope you get more volunteers, the number that you require. It's only another 90, isn't it? So you're nearly there. And if I just make sure I've got this right. So the website, if anybody's interested, is ctru.leeds.ac.uk/alpha. Is that right?
Yes,
or if anybody puts alpha or eczema in it will come up. And so you should be able to get your... Fantastic. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you very much.
So that was Dr. Miriam Wittmann and Amy Christodoulou of the Alpha Project, talking about hand eczema, and a very, very interesting and worthwhile research project about hand and eczema, which they're about to start and will hopefully improve the outcomes for people with eczema.